For every excuse that I make, every excuse that you make, I could sit here and find someone who is in your exact same position, who's decided somehow to do the thing that they want to do and make it successful. So the only difference is deciding why not you and stop attaching to the outcomes. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And let me just tell you that because you're such a freaking loyal podcast listener, hi, I love you. Probably driving to work or on a walk or a run. You guys, I don't know if you know this, but I was obsessed with podcasts. What am I talking about? I am still obsessed with podcasts and I got into them years ago. I started listening to Lewis Howes' podcast and it literally changed the trajectory of my life. And I took that podcast on runs. I took it in the car. I took it traveling. And I just hung on every guest word and all the info that Lewis was giving because his career was a career that I wanted to emulate. And I just want to thank you guys for listening to this podcast and for sharing it and for messaging me and telling me all of the things that you've either gotten out of it or things that you want to hear. I just really, really cherish all of you. This is one of the best things that has ever happened to me. And that is because of all of you who listen. So I want to just say thank you for that. And also because you are so freaking loyal, like I said, which is awesome. I want to give you a coupon code for my new product because it is absolutely changing the game for me. You guys, when I created this, it was to solve my own problem of feeling weighted down, not feeling like I was ever hydrated during the day, different energy slumps sometimes. And also just when I travel, I want to feel really good. And you guys, I'm on a plane freaking all the time now or in the car or driving. And I just want to feel really, I want to feel and look my best. And I wasn't expecting all of the results, not only that I'm getting, but my God, on the reviews on the site, you guys, you can't fake that crap. Like, go and read them and check them out on what these ingredients are doing. We have a clinically studied probiotic that we literally took a gamble on using, not in terms of we took a gamble on wondering if it would work. We took a gamble because it was a really, really expensive ingredient for us. And, you know, we had so many people throughout this formulation process say, like, okay, you don't have to spend that much on it. Like, you can find something that still, like, works, but maybe not that expensive. And we're like, we want this one because it's got these 30 clinical studies on it. And it's like, look what it's doing here. This is freaking amazing for repair, for body composition, for immunity, for regularity, for digestion, for nutrient absorption. Like, you can't fake what they're finding on this product. So I'm super excited about it, not to mention all of the other incredible ingredients like hyaluronic acid, prickly pear, magnesium, vitamin C, coconut water powder, a dash of sea salt. You guys, it's so good. And it's not just so good because of what it's doing, which is freaking amazing. You should drink it even if it tasted like crap, but it doesn't taste like crap. It is so delicious. I was obsessed with making it taste incredible because I wanted something that I couldn't get enough of because that's what I need. I need something that makes me drink water. I am like a toddler. You've heard me say this before. I need something flavored, but good, that tastes real to make me keep coming back to it. I'm telling you, this is like the best, most delicious light lemonade, like real, like if you squeezed real lemon into a glass. That is what this tastes like. So you guys go and check it out. You can use code HAPPY to get 15% off. And today I want to talk to you about detaching yourself emotionally. Most of the time, this is a bad thing, but not today. Detaching yourself emotionally in business. Business is such a roller coaster of emotions. And the person who can manage their emotions on a day-to-day, hour-to-hour basis is going to be the person who wins. because throughout this career that you are going to have, which is probably essentially your entire life, if you are deciding to start a side hustle or deciding to start a business, or if you're just deciding to really excel your career and climb through the ranks, or, you know, work your way up the ladder in whatever company you are in, there is going to be a lot of emotion because now this is the beauty, because you have decided to take responsibility for what you want your future to be. And whenever you have decided to care, to take responsibility and say, I want my life to look this way, I want to grow in this area, I want to be this person, then you immediately become emotionally attached. And while that is one of the most powerful things that you can possibly do, is to be emotionally attached to what you get to do, it's also important to be emotionally detached from what the result is and not make it your identity. Because throughout the trajectory of this long-term career that you're going to have, there will be so many ups and downs. What I want you to think of right now is, you know, like when you see the pulse, like, you know, the hospital rooms, and they show like the person hooked up watching the heart rate. I'm telling you, that's what it's like day to day, like up, down, up, down, up, down. And I want you today to start seeing how you can become so powerfully in control of these emotions. I don't want you to not ever feel them, because they're important. They're catalysts of action. Like, my God, feeling bad is one of the fastest ways to make yourself take action if you use that properly and don't say, oh, this launch failed. This is who I am. I suck. I can't believe it. See, everybody likes them, but they don't like me. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not interesting enough. I don't have that friend group. I don't have the energy to do that. I'm this, I'm that. I'm too young. I'm too old. I don't have that education. I'll never get ahead. Yeah, but I don't have that nice house, so I can't post it. I don't have that car. I don't live there. I live here. You guys, the reasons are endless that we can create in our minds about why maybe something failed. And the thing is, for every excuse that I make, every excuse that you make, I could sit here and find someone who is in your exact same position, who's decided somehow to do the thing that they want to do and make it successful. So the only difference is deciding why not you, and stop attaching to the outcomes. Because maybe you're attaching to the outcome of your social media is not going over well right now, or see, I suck, and all of those reasons I just explained. But again, I can tell you, I can find someone who is outworking you or spending more time on the creative and less time watching Netflix, or less time not organizing their schedule, or they're not going out of their way to try to figure out some form of one afternoon of a trade for childcare, or maybe working on a weekend for 2 extra hours to get some creative content that could really change the game throughout each and every week. Like, you guys, I feel you. We have a lot going on in our business, and so many incredible humans in our life who also want to spend time with us and need us. And it's like, oh my God, but this is hurting. This area is hurting. Like, how can I put a couple more hours here? You have to make the time. You have to carve it out. It is 9:20 p.m. I'm actually laying in my bed right now recording this. My mother-in-law is downstairs visiting. We had a late dinner after a long day of working. We have not gotten to really visit her yet. She's here a few more days. You guys, it's not easy. It's not easy fitting it all in. But if you know that you want something, you have to create the time. And it's not just about wanting. It's about, what is your purpose in this world? Because if you fulfilled your purpose, you would be such a better version of yourself to your best friend, to your partner, to your kids, to your family. I'm telling you, it's so important for you to keep on going no matter what your outcome.
Hey y'all, if you didn't know, Earn Your Happy is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. This is so exciting to me because I have been looking for a really good home for the show for I can't even tell you, years, literally. And now I've finally been able to come together and collaborate with other people who have incredible shows, and I want to share them with you. One of the shows is Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. And you guys, if you don't know about the beginning of my career, I literally started with Brennan Bouchard's work. It's how I launched one of my very first online courses and membership sites, was because he gives so much advice that you can integrate and implement immediately. And that's what you're going to get on the show. Not just motivation, but you're going to learn exactly how to get your stuff out in the world. And not just that, but Brennan runs in the most incredible group of humans who are really doing the thing out in the world that you want to be doing. So go check it out. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. I promise you, this is going to be one of those shows that no matter when you tune in, you're going to get value. Like, it's not one of those that you're like, God, I listened for 30 minutes and I didn't get what I wanted. Like, from the beginning, you're going to get something that changes your life or changes your business. So go check it out. Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. I know you're going to love it. I'm obsessed.
There's a lot of friends that I have right now who have always been really successful. Even when I say that, I want to clarify with they've had a lot of failed launches. And even recently, they've had a lot of success with a lot of failures. And I want to just point out that I said they've had a lot of success with a lot of failures because they're doing a lot of things consistently, because they know that half of the things that they do or more are going to fail. They're just not going to go the way that they wanted. And in this land of hustles, side business, entrepreneurship, you know, trying to go up the corporate ladder, whatever that looks like, we set these expectations for ourselves that are expectations that we choose out of thin air. I want you to think about that. Like, last time you've set a goal, you probably just set that goal because you saw someone else do something similar, or you were like, hey, I'd like to try and get this. This would be awesome. You don't really know your data or what you should actually be looking at, or hey, what is the normal conversion rate of people on a product that's up at this price point? That's real stuff, you guys. So it helps to know those things, like, hey, what's the normal data rate of conversion on a product at this price for an audience of this big? Like, those are real numbers. So it's really funny when I meet someone, and I did this too. It's not funny. So I totally did this. Like, hey, this is how much I want to make. This is like how many people I want to sign up on this thing. And they're like, okay, well, how many people do you have in your audience? And I tell them, and they're like, okay, well, if you're launching next week, if you want that number, data-wise, you need 10,000 more people on your email list. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm never going to get 10,000 more people on my email list in a week. And they're like, okay, well, just lower your expectations then, because this is the normal conversion rate of what that looks like for an audience. Now, even that, sometimes the audience, if you did not attract them for the same reason around what you're selling, like if you attracted them because you're a fitness person and now you want to sell a mindset book, that might not convert. Or if you are a product person who's always sold products and now you want to be selling personal growth, like that might not work right away. Your conversion rate might be way lower even if you have a big audience. So you can't attach yourself to the outcome. You have to keep trying, learn the numbers, learn the data, and never give up. Entrepreneurship and business and a career is a lifelong thing. And I watch so many people set their mindset and their identity and their happiness around these like short-term, out-of-nowhere goals. You have to say to yourself, like, I'm in this for the long haul. I want to learn about how this really, really works. I want to be the person who, through a successful launch or a failed launch, like, I want to keep my cool for the most part. It's cool if you lose your marbles for a little bit. I always do. But, like, reframe as soon as possible. Could you have done more? Did you have the numbers? Did you add new people to that second round of launching? Do you have the right audience? What are you doing to really get out there? Are you truly adding value? Hey, I asked myself this question today. Totally. I was like, on my social media, do I actually add value to people. Now, some posts, sure, I definitely feel that way. I put the time in on some of them. Some of them, no. The answer is absolutely not. There is some of them that I'm like, why is this even up here? It's just like filling space. And the people that I'm comparing myself to are adding a lot more value than me. So I'm not going to attach to what my numbers are, or, you know, whine about people not liking me if I'm comparing myself to someone who is working harder than me, who is absolutely adding more value from maybe an email perspective or from a social media perspective, or putting a ton more time into their content or their trainings or how they're showing up for people. So if we're going to compare, make sure it is a real comparison, and make sure that you are setting that expectation of what you want with your expectation of the amount that you're going to work. But back to the fact that this is just an emotional game, if you weren't so emotional, you would just get back to learning the data and figuring out what you needed to do to get out there more and get more people into your world and get more audience members and do more work. But because we get so emotional, we kind of like, you know, get upset, throw in the towel, get discouraged, get depressed. And that just puts us so far behind what we need to be doing. So enjoy the challenge. Enjoy the ups and the downs. I'm telling you, it's what humans love. We freaking love the contrast. Because if we were always happy, that becomes a set point and you want to feel more than that. So we create these emotional places where we can feel. So let business be the place that creates it for you, and enjoy the ride and say, oh, here we are again. We're in a challenge. I know I love this. I know this is the thing that makes me better. Like, I know this is hard. I don't love this feeling, but I love what it brings me. It brings me the place where I get the opportunity to grow, where I get the opportunity to have to go find a new network, where I get the opportunity to say, wow, that's not my skill set. Can I find someone else, or can I learn it? What do I need to do? What do I need to study more? What do I need to get better at? That's the game. This is the game. And I'm telling you, it is so much better than sitting around and wondering what's wrong with you or feeling sorry for yourself. It's like, get all of that energy back by stopping like pouting. And I'm saying that because trust me, this is my game. This is what I do. By stopping feeling bad for yourself, get all of that energy back and ask yourself, what are you not doing? Like, where are they putting the time in that's clearly creating more value? And how could you be doing that in your own way? And be willing to put out 200 of the worst videos you've ever put out in your life, because that is how you learn. Like, when I scroll back the last year or 2 years, I just like literally cringe at half of my stuff. And I'm talking, go way back, guys, because if you're like, oh, your stuff is good, like, it really wasn't in the beginning. Like, keep scrolling back and be like, oh yeah, she was bad. Like, I had a YouTube show that was called Busy Girl Healthy Life. Go ahead, look it up. I cooked the most like delicious recipes. Yes. Most boring videos you've ever seen in your entire life. Absolutely. Like, who would watch these things? I wouldn't watch these things if you paid me. Like, give me the recipe and make this girl shut up. Like, it's bad. So you guys have to go and find some of those videos just so you can like make yourself feel a little bit better about your life. But I was willing to look really novice. I was willing to look dumb. I was willing to try things, because the only person like that cares, honestly, the only thing that matters at that point for you is you just feel like your ego's hurt, because nobody else cares. I mean, you guys, look at the internet, look at Instagram. There are ridiculous. What I want you to do is look at videos that are ridiculous that did well, or videos that you're like, oh, that's a dumb video. Do you even care for more than 0.3 seconds? And if you do, that's okay. Because it doesn't matter if people stop on your video and say, ew, or cringe, or oh my God, this is so stupid, or she doesn't know what she's talking about. Who cares? They scrolled and went to the next one and wrote the same damn thing on the next video. That's just who they are in the world. We can't be stopped by people who are unhappy, have a broke mindset, and don't have the life they want. Like, those opinions don't matter. you got to keep going. It's about feeling fulfilled in your life. And the only way to do that is to keep moving forward in your purpose. So I'm sending you guys so much love. And I truly, truly hope that you go and try the product. It would mean the world to me if you would go grab some Glossy at getglossy.com, use the coupon code HAPPY, go check out the reviews. Like, I don't even want to have to say, I don't even want to convince you. I just want you to go and read all of those reviews because they're piling up every single day. All right. I appreciate you. I'm sending you so much love. I'm going to go to bed, but I hope that you finish out this day strong and that run and that walk or whatever you're on. Okay, guys, have the best day. Thank you so much.
Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at kajabi.com. That's K-A-J-A-B-I.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start, which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you gotta go check it out. Go to kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also, as influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at kajabi.com. That's K-A-J-A-B-I.com.